Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your word again this morning, Lord, to encourage, enlighten us, and help us to see the light so that we can walk in the light. Thank you, Father God, for Brother Luke, Father God, a seeker that saw disciples, was drawn to the disciples, heard about the gospel of Jesus, touched in his heart. And then he drew close, and in drawing close, you drew close to him. And then you gave us this wonderful word to enlighten and encourage us all to see the goodness that is now available, that the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Thank you, Jesus, that you've put the devil out of heaven. And so it's a new heaven that we are invited, that we have actually been raised up and seated with you in it, and that you are now bringing this beautiful reality here on earth. We can be born again, our hearts can change, and we can experience the life that is from above, the destiny, the purpose, the plan you have for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
We are reading Luke 1 verse 1 to 4. So many others have tried their hand at putting together a story of the wonderful harvest of scripture and history that took place among us, using reports handed down by the original eyewitnesses who served this word with their very lives. Since I have investigated all the reports in close detail, starting from the story's beginning, I decided to write it all out for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt the reliability of what you were taught. The Greek text can be translated, most excellent Theophilus. The name Theophilus means friend of God or lover of God. The Greek word means most honorable or mightiest. Some scholars believe there was no individual named Theophilus mentioned in Luke's writings. This becomes instead a greeting to you and all the lovers of God.
Hallelujah. Doesn't that make sense? Moved by God, because he's come to God and he's looking to God, and now God is meeting him. Moved by God, he writes this letter for one person. This was written for all of us so that we can be enlightened and encouraged to wake up to this wonderful gospel, that the seed has fallen into the ground. And he fell into the ground. He died for us so that we can have the life that is from above. And as he says in John 12, and we turn away from this world and we turn to the Lord and we follow the Lord. That's what God is looking for, disciples. That is when the Lord meets us, because our hearts are right. Amen. And he meets us and he enlightens us to know him. And then in knowing him, we know ourselves and where he is. We are also, and that's a beautiful reality. And we've got a God-given destiny and purpose. So this is why we draw close. This is why we stay with the Lord every day, because we don't want to miss out on any of the goodness that is written out in heaven for us. Amen. Our days were ordained while there were yet none of them. And so now, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are being changed from glory to glory. So thank you, Lord, have your way in us and the brothers and sisters in the family, the bride, and have your way in this world. Thank you, Lord, you've done everything in heaven and your kingdom. May it come now through your love, through your working, through the Spirit, by your glory, by the angels, by the Father's glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.